This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get to the lights, go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Klay Thompson will launch it from three-quarter court, and it goes off the glass, and the game is over. The Suns will win. They extend their winning streak 107-103. The Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks have identical records. And it looks like that, barring anything miraculous here for the Warriors, they may drop to the number four spot before this is all over and done with. Final score, Phoenix 107, Warriors 103. Klay Thompson will launch it from three.
Yes, yes, yes. Warriors wrap up. Allen Styles, 95-7 The Game. Another loss for the Warriors. But I know we don't do moral victories here, or at least nobody wants to, but this is a situation where, I don't know, I'm pretty conflicted, and I want to know if you're conflicted too. 888-957-9570. The Warriors lose to the Suns in an exhilarating, a playoff version of a game, 107-103. Jordan Poole, season, you know, just his season high, right? So let's start there, even though if you go on social media, everybody wants to talk about the three-pointer that maybe he shouldn't have shot. But personally for me, he had 38 points. Personally for me, when you look at the play and when you look at what could have happened, obviously he thought that they were going to foul. And if he waits any longer, I personally think that there's no way that the refs call an and one. They never call those and ones or call them shooting fouls in those last seconds. So when it first happened, everybody was confused. You're looking at that time, if he does go for, or they foul him, he keeps going and, you know, he scores a two, whatever the case may be, there wasn't a lot of time left. It's a tough situation. I know a lot of people have thoughts on it, but I'll give you this. You can't turn the ball over 14, 15 times, right, in the first half, and then six, seven more times for 22, 21 turnovers. You cannot do that and expect to win a ball game and miss, I don't know how many layups, I don't know how many bunnies they miss, seven or eight of them, at least everybody missed them. They could not hit anything, but they did come out and compete. And I think when you look at the good of the game, they competed at a high level. You saw Draymond, and for all the people, this is a great night. This is a great night for all the people that think that the Warriors can flip a switch, because I did see that Draymond can flip that switch. Now, again, can you do it in the next game? Can you do it in the next game? That's what we have to wait and see. But you look at this team and what they did and what they did wrong against the first place best record in the league, Suns, you got to be a little excited about that. It has to make you think, you know what? Maybe they got a shot. And I'll give you one better. We just saw what happened against Memphis. And if you're making me choose, even though the Suns won, and I know they didn't have their guys in Memphis, I still think that I would rather see the Suns than Memphis. I just think that matchup-wise, DeAndre Ayton doesn't really like contact. Devin Booker, for some reason, does not get it going against the Warriors. And Chris Paul is Chris Paul. He does what he does. But at the end of the day, Chris Paul can't get past the Warriors. We've been their kryptonite this whole time. So if you're asking me, who do I want to see in the Western Conference Finals or whatever it is, I would rather see the Suns than the Grizzlies. 888-957-9570 is the number. You had some good things that happened, a lot of good things that happened. Chase was rocking, right? Draymond had him pumped up. Draymond's getting into it with Jay Crowder because that's what Draymond does. And some things that still just make you scratch your head. I mean, I'm sitting there and Wiggins has 19 points. He's 2-for-6 from three, 6-for-16 from the floor. You know, but it's just a normal Wiggins night, right? I feel like I don't even necessarily want to continue to talk about Wiggins unless it's something different than what we've seen. I guess this was a bit of a better game for Wiggins, -7 on the day, even though Draymond, he did play well, -10 on the night as well. And then you got Klay Thompson. And Klay Thompson, look, again, going back to the Jordan Poole thing, you cannot miss open layups. You cannot turn the ball over. And Klay Thompson cannot go 1-for-10 from three-point land, 5-for-21 from field goal. It just cannot happen. It can't happen. Jordan Poole did everything he could. I do want to personally apologize to Andre Iguodala. I wasn't sure what Andre Iguodala was going to be when he came back, right? I wasn't sure about that. But he came back, and I know it's just his second game back, and it was beautiful to watch how electric the whole, you know, arena was just to see him. Gary Payton was in the building, so GP2, he had it going early. He had that spark that we've seen earlier in the season. Kind of weird. I don't know what happened with Kuminga. He played 5 minutes. I know it was either an early foul or early turnover, something like that. We didn't see much of Kuminga. Bielitsa actually had a fairly decent night, I think. He's going to be what he's going to be. But ultimately, look, when you look at how much the Suns were supposed to win by based on, you know, the people in Vegas and things like that, the Warriors showed up. The Warriors, you know, it surprised a lot of people. And I think that it does make you feel that if you can compete with the number one team, and I know the Suns are famous for close games, I understand that. But if you can compete with these guys, then you get Steph back, and what are you going to do? Because the Suns were pretty much fully loaded. And the Warriors, obviously, Klay's still coming back. Draymond's still coming back. And I know Chris Paul is still coming back, but you don't got Steph Curry. And Steph Curry, you know, arguably best point guard, best shooter of all time. You don't have that guy. And you got to think, with him on the floor, the Warriors take home that W. And in a seven-game series, I'm always going to pick Steph Curry over Chris Paul. That's just what I'm going to do. 888-957-9570 is the number. 760 is chiming in. Klay was terrible. That's it. Klay was terrible. He wasn't great. And I don't know if it was real or, you know, so much goes on in social media. There was, I guess, a conversation between Klay and Draymond at halftime. Not really sure what happened there. He comes out. And how could I even forget? We just got into the show. Warriors wrap up 95-7 the game. Allen Stiles. How could we forget the foul? The foul that Klay made, right? I don't even know if the ball was checked in yet, right? Or what happened, but Klay makes that foul. He said he got hooked. When you watch what happened with him and Devin Booker, it didn't really look like that to me, right? It didn't really look like that to me. So that happens right after the Warriors took the lead. And it turned into a free throw contest at the end, and nobody really loves that. But that happens at the very end, and now you get stuck in a situation. And when you look at some of these mistakes, you get Klay doing that. And I'm wondering, is Klay running into these interesting fouls because of the lack of size, right? Because of the lack of size and the point that he's coming back from the injury, right? Maybe he's not where he is or where he was. And you know what? We expect that. The problem is, I've said this before, they're going to put him, other teams are going to put him in a position where he has to guard the best guy. And Klay, he's got a lot of confidence in himself. He wants to guard the best guy. And it's not like Devin Booker did great. But when you are unable to even get the ball going or let them get a shot off and you foul before anything happens, it's unacceptable. I don't care who you are. I don't care how many championships you won. I don't care what you've done for us. It's unacceptable. And Clay would tell you that himself. Clay would tell you that himself. The 415 is chiming in. I think team strategy without Steph playing is let Poole score and shut everyone else down because Poole can't create for others. I don't know that. I don't know that I agree that Poole can't create for others. He makes a lot of nice passes. I know when he gets going, it's just him. I think the other question is, who is supposed to make the other plays, right? How many missed layups? I mean, I'm looking at this starting lineup, and you got obviously Poole on the floor. You got Klay, who we don't know what you're going to get from Klay. He had been playing well these last couple games, kind of reverted back a little bit tonight. Volume shooter, we understand that. Then you have Kevon Looney, and Kevon Looney is not in there to score. But then you also have Draymond in there, who's also not really in there to score. So you have, you know, and then you have Wiggins, who you just don't know what you're going to get from Wiggins. So you have Wiggins, who can't really shoot right now, but he's always going to be a threat. Draymond, who he's there to create. Looney, because he is the size and he understands the system. Klay Thompson, if he's having a bad night, all you have is Jordan Poole. All you have. So, yeah, I mean, if I'm the other team, Jordan Poole, if you want to huck up a bunch of threes and score 38 points because nobody else can do anything, that's not a bad business model. I mean, Gary Payton II had 10 points, and we love to see that, but it's just not going to be enough. I think the frustrating thing about a game like this is because you saw where the Warriors could have been better. The problem is we're still waiting for them to put it together. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's hear from Rafael, pluses and minuses that have him worried. What's up, Rafael?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me on. Yeah, of course. I was at the game tonight, and a lot of pluses, you know. It was really nice to see them competing against the best team in the NBA, and that's awesome. But, yeah, I kind of agree. Other than Jordan Poole, I don't know that – well, I know nobody else can create for themselves. And then nobody else can create for anybody else, really. You know, you have some playmaking from Bielitsa, but then he can't shoot the ball when it comes to his hand. Otto Porter can create, but he's playing every other game. You know, Draymond can technically create, but he's not – I guess he had 7 assists tonight, but, you know, he's not scoring himself, and he certainly isn't creating for himself. So, yeah, I feel like, it's impressive to see Jordan Poole doing what he's doing right now, but it's just it can't be enough. And so the hope is, I guess, you get Steph back and then magically everything lines up in the playoffs. And we're looking back saying, you know, it was inevitable. They're a championship team. They're that good. They just turned it on. But I see it less and less every game.
Yeah. And thank you for the call, Rafael. I'm glad you got to go to a game. I'm glad you got to see an exciting game, because I'll tell you this, these last couple games have just been, I would dare say, tough to watch. So at least they gave you a little something, a little bit of hope to go home with and drive safe. But it has been tough to watch this team at times, unable to put it together. Otto Porter Jr. for me is a very interesting case, because the beginning of the season, He was doing really well, and we understand that he's had injury issues and things like that. He's a guy that the Warriors are actually really going to need moving forward, because he's the guy where that ball is hopping around, and that Steve Kerr offense, that ball is going to end up in his hand a lot, especially when Steph comes back, and he has to make plays. And when you got, again, a guy like Draymond on the floor, Draymond's going to give it to Otto Porter, and you can't play hot potato out there, and you have to be able to make plays. So he's a guy you're going to have to see more from. You're going to have to see more from a lot of these guys. Like, I don't know that Bielitsa is going to be in the playoff rotation, so I don't know how much I should even put on his performance at this point. Because at this point, yes, the wins and losses matter. They matter a lot because of the seeding, but we just want to see the Warriors play well. We just want to see the Warriors play well. And if they are unable to put it together, it doesn't really matter what seed they have, because, you know, anybody's going to be able to take you out. Anybody's going to be able to take you out like that, right? So I don't know. I don't know. So the text line, very excited right now. 415 Styles, Poole had 9 rebounds. Klay only had 1. Poole is half his size. When Klay's shot is not falling, can he at least help crash a glass? I have an interesting point for you, 415, and I don't know if it's fair to Klay, but at the same time, is some of that based on the injury, right? Does he not want to get in there or do whatever he has to do to get those rebounds. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe a little PTSD, if you will. He just wants to stay healthy. I know when I see Klay go down, my heart skips a beat every single time. Every single time I see him. 530 is chiming in. Warriors would get swept by the Suns. Suns shot horrible today and still won. Maybe they shot horrible because the Warriors played good defense. I think that they did play really good defense today. So I think it's a little bit of both. Just like I think a lot of those turnovers were because from the Warriors were because the Suns are a top three defense, right? Like, I think the Warriors made some bad decisions, a la, you know, the Draymond at the end. But even the Draymond at the end, he made a play, and him and Chris Paul have been playing together for so long. Chris Paul knows he's not shooting that ball, right? He knew where to go. But then when you look at some of the other turnovers, when they're just dribbling off their leg and just doing things that is just not winning basketball, that's when you sit there and think, man, I don't think, you know, I don't know how you're going to be able to put this together, even with Steph coming back, when you cannot make the right decisions. And really, you want to see the Warriors win some close games. I mean, it would, as nice as this was, and again, not into moral victories, you really would have loved to see them win a close game. But let's go back to the phone lines, 888-957-9570. If you want to hop in, we got some positivity here coming here from Philmo Mike. The real Dub showed up tonight. What's up, Philmo Mike?
It's encouraging. You know what I mean? I ain't going to say it's a lot of negative things. They late game execution, just like you were just talking about, has to be a lot better. I don't know what's going on with that. I want to commend Jordan Poole because this shot, I've been watching Warriors basketball for a long time, man. His shot is money right now. Every time he throw it up, it's looking better than Steph's this year. I'm keeping it real. I'm the first to say that. His shot looking way better than Steph's this year. Every time he throw it up, it look like it's going in. Klay Thompson, Steph, I don't know what they got to do, but they got to work on their shot, their confidence. I don't know what's going on. But late game execution, man, very encouraging loss. Like you said, I'm not into moral victories. Like you said, it would have been lovely for them to pull off a late game win, because it seems like either they don't execute or they got to be up like 9 in order for them to win in a late game. That's just what it seems. It's probably not the truth. But that's just what it seems, man. Very encouraging loss. Hopefully, I can end the season on a high note and get 3 straight wins.
Yep, definitely. Thanks for the call, Philmo Mike. And I agree. I think we all believe that they can do it, but you just want to see them do it. And you see so many flashes. And the whole game, I think I'm not the only one that felt like this. You really hoped that they were going to pull it off, but deep down, did you think they were going to pull it off? Because I wanted to feel like that, but there's just been so many times where, and I Klay's been in this situation before where he had a late game foul, and it's not just Klay, it's everybody. So you really wanted to see it. You believe they can do it, but again, you're running out of time. You're ultimately running out of time. You dropped to the 4 seed. So now, and again, honestly, I don't know that it matters. We're to the point now where it's, if you show up and play good basketball, if you're the Warriors, I do think that they got a shot. But you also have to play good basketball throughout the whole game. Not for spurts, right? And you got Draymond. They're up 6 or 7 or 8 at that one point in the game. I believe it was the 3rd quarter. Draymond's pumping up the crowd. Right after that, they gave that lead right back up. Everything that they had been doing to get that lead, they did the exact opposite right after that. You know, they get the place rocking. They're feeling good. And then they just lose all the momentum, everything they just did. 415 is chiming in. LOL! Exclamation point. The Western Conference Finals, you are looking that far ahead? Please. They just fell to the 4 seed, which means they will likely have a first-round matchup against Utah or Denver. They could win that series, but it probably won't be easy. So let's not put them in the Western Conference Finals just yet. LOL. Greg SF. Yeah, I mean, I think that, well, I believe where they were, they would be seeing Memphis, I thought it was in the 2nd round or something like that. And I think it's the reverse. If they drop, they would then see Denver in the 2nd round or something like that. The bottom line to me is I'm not really big on the, and I would rather face Utah in the 1st round, don't get me wrong, but I'm not big on the, all the people out there, oh man, well, that puts us in the same bracket as Denver, or that puts us in the same bracket as you know, the Suns, so I'd rather stay in the other bracket. Look, you're going to have to play them. You're going to have to play them. You're going to have to play everybody. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter who you play and when you play them. So you got to play your best basketball. It's about you and what you do. Tonight, the Warriors came out. I don't know if you want to blame it on the Suns just being off, but I would like to blame it on the Warriors' good defense. They had an opportunity. And I think that the reason I'm not going the moral victories route is because you have an opportunity to get some real momentum going into these last couple games and into the playoffs. And yes, it feels good that it was a close game, but at the end of the day, it's another loss. You're still 1-7 in your last eight games. So take with that what you will. I know it was a fun game. We got the 408 chiming in. Good game. At the edge of my seat, felt good to actually cheer out loud, drinking a six-pack of SF Anchor Steam. Vince from San Jose. Shout out, Vince, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it. We all enjoyed it, but it's just the very end. You know, it's just like if you had a really good meal and the appetizer was really good and the dinner was really good, but then the dessert just left you down. That's what happened to the Dub Nation tonight. The dessert just let us down, and we wanted it. We wanted it to be good. We wanted it to be good throughout the whole time. Not that it wasn't great, but it could have been better. We got some callers here. I see you, Al. I see you, Vic. I see you, Steve. We're gonna get to you. Don't you worry. We got the 510 chiming in real quick. A little disappointed in the loss, but it was a fun game to watch. And remember, sports is entertainment. I had a good time watching it, despite some concerning errors down the stretch. I hear you, 510, and hopefully those errors can get fixed before the Warriors head into the playoffs. But you're listening to the Warriors wrap up with Allen Styles, 95.7 The Game. When we come back, we'll get to you, callers. We're going to keep talking. I know we all feel great, but could feel better right now. We'll get there, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors Wrap Up, and we are back. Allen Styles, 95.7 The Game. The Warriors, a hard-fought game, thrilling, exhilarating, playoff atmosphere, all of those things. But at the end of the day, it was another loss, 107-103 by the Suns, season high for Jordan Poole. He balled out. The team had an electricity. Iggy was back. Everybody loved that. And it felt good. It felt good to be in a game. It had felt like Groundhog's Day with this whole thing. They go out, they're flat, they don't get it done, right? At least in this situation, they were there. They were there. They should have been winning the whole game based on how they defended and how the Suns weren't able to shoot. But too many mistakes, too many turnovers, too many missed shots. And again, the Warriors find themselves not only in the loss column, but also the four seed. But there were some great shots when we're talking about Jordan Poole and what he did tonight. And our shot of the game is presented by the County of Santa Clara.
Bielitsa at the box, throws to Draymond. Draymond back to Poole, catch and fire. It's up, three ball, Jordan Poole right in front of the Warrior bench. Warriors take a 91-88 lead, 17 lead changes, 16 ties.
That was the shot of the game presented by the County of Santa Clara. Book a COVID-19 booster shot now at sccfreevax.org or call 211. Jordan Poole is a baller, man. He's a baller, and you know, a lot of people say things about his defense and all these things. He's young. He's extremely young, and the jumps that he's taken this quick in his career makes you think, what is his ceiling? But 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get to Al, who wants to talk about Klay and how Klay should be on the bench. What's up, Al? How you doing?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Good evening. Yes, hi. I called 2 weeks ago about this Klay and Jordan Poole, who's going to start and when it comes to playoff. But to be honest, I'm sure a lot of people out there, who they see what's going on here. Who's more mobile out there, who could score more? I mean, Klay, he was a good player. He was three-point shooter, perimeter shooter. He's not the same anymore. Since the injury, he needs to just come from the bench. I'm serious. Jordan Poole, he's very energetic. He gets people tired. He moves around all over, runs around. Klay, he just stands around there, wait for the ball, and just catch and shoot. He just needs to just come in from the bench. I'm sorry. I don't know. It's not the same anymore, like I said, you know. And also, you know, like the last game against Washington, not the last game, two games before, his turnovers. I mean, we could have maybe win and down when there. He fouled a three-point shooter. He's mentally right there. And then he inbound the ball, and there you go again, mentally. The intercepted. And tonight, how many turnovers he's got? Easy layup. I'm not going to beat him on that, but in bottom line, he's not the same Klay like he used to be like 3-4 years ago. Since the injury happens, he's not the same anymore. I'm so sorry. Jordan Poole, give him a shot, and let's go on from that. We will have a shot here if he starts. And you got, what was his name? That's this little kid. He played so good. He almost sprained his ankle tonight. And,
GP2.
God, I'm losing all these players already because Klay Thompson is getting on my brain.
I hear you. But my whole thing is, and I'm looking at the you know, the numbers right now. It should be a battle these last couple games if we are going to go in that direction. And I do know he's a bit versatile on the defensive end, so he's probably going to get the edge. I'm talking about Wiggins. But I don't think it's between Thompson and Poole. I think it should be between Wiggins and Thompson because both of them have struggled, right? I do think Wiggins probably gives you a bit more just because he's healthier and can do some things. But look, if Klay can get hot, I think Poole should be in the lineup either way. I don't think it's an either-or thing. I think it's more about what is Wiggins going to give you and what is Klay going to give you. But I think at this point, they need to think about keeping Poole in the lineup. And let's not think of it, you know, in such a simple way as, you know, 38 points or whatever Jordan Poole is doing now. He's not going to necessarily be doing this when Steph comes back because the game is just going to be different. I'm not saying he's not going to ball, but it's not a just, oh, let's just add in, you know, Steph's numbers to that. There's going to be some cohesiveness that has to happen there as well. But to Al's point, at the end of the day, Klay is not who he used to be. But again, why should he be? And benching Klay is not benching the Klay of old. You're just benching the Klay that's trying to get back to who he is. 888-957-9570. 9570 is the number. Let's go to Steve. Steve is feeling like how a lot of us were feeling, that it's possible that the Warriors could still be in this thing, because that flip that might get switched and bringing Steph back. Steve thinks that the Warriors might have a chance once Steph gets back. What's up, Steve?
Hey, great show. Maybe, you know, if Steph does come back, but like you said, the Warriors are running out of time, like that Hall & Oates song, out of touch, out of time. So what are we get? There's not as many games left. You know, the Warriors are 3-7 in the last 10. You know, the Mavericks are on a climb right now. They got a superstar player, Doncic. They got maybe the coach of the year, Jason Kidd, but also Taylor Jenkins of Memphis. He could get coach of the year. The Suns are 9-1 in the last 10. The Grizzlies are 9-1 in the last 10. So the Warriors could fall. I think if they keep on playing what they're going right now, they're going to fall past the Timberwolves and have to play the play-in game, and that's when Steph comes back. So Steph's probably going to have to do his best to get us a win in the play-in game, because I think we're going to fall past the Timberwolves and just right above the Clippers, who are 37-39, because the Timberwolves are 43-34. So we should easily fall past the Timberwolves, because without Steph, we can't win, just like that caller said. And but you know, if we had a LaMelo Ball, we could have had a chance. And Dave and Alameda is the best. Shout out, great show, guys. Have a nice day. Peace.
Thanks for the call, Steve. We can't look backwards, right, with LaMelo. I know it's easy to do so, and I know we do so not just in sports. We just do so in regular life, too. Everybody has, I don't know if regrets would be the correct word, but everybody has thoughts about what coulda, woulda, shoulda been. We'll never know. And as big men go, and this is all I'll say about James Wiseman, you got to give big men time. So James Wiseman is not done. But specifically for this season, he is done, and he's not there to help the Warriors in any way, shape, or form. But if we're looking at the Western Conference standings and where the Warriors are now, so sure, as of today, they would face the Nuggets, which Jokic is a bad boy. Now, of course, because the Jazz have been losing, now I would love to be in that 3 seed, because I'd rather face the Jazz and the Nuggets in the first round. But I'm also the guy that believes you got to beat whoever you got to beat, right? I mean, you're going to have to play these teams regardless. I don't think they'll slip into the play-in game. That would be wild. That would be wild. I don't know. As far as the Giants, I was talking to Sterling about this. Shout out Sterling, our producer who always does the things for us. Was talking about to Sterling about the 2016 Giants and how this kind of reminds me of the 2016 Giants when they were, you know, winning the West. They came back from the All-Star break and it was just rough. They end up going out to, I think they still might have got through the wild card, but they end up losing to the Cubs. I was at that game, that home game, where you thought that they might be able to hang around. That was my first Major League Baseball playoff game. And in the eighth inning, the eighth or ninth inning, the whole thing just went bad. And I'm getting flashbacks of that with this Warriors team. But I'll tell you what, the difference is the Giants don't have Steph Curry. The Giants don't have the best shooter to ever live. And when you look at what the Warriors did do tonight in a positive light, the question is, can you get rid of the mental mistakes? Can you get rid of the turnovers? And I'm not just talking about the younger guys. I'm talking about Klay Thompson. I'm talking about Draymond Green. I mean, Draymond Green, I know plus or minus, a lot of people go back and forth at that. He was still a minus 10 on the night, right? He had a great night. He had a fine night. And I know it's not, if anybody's game is not based upon what you see in the scorebook, it's Draymond Green. But at the same time, everybody needs to be held accountable at all times. Andrew Wiggins, I mean, okay, let's go through the turnovers. Draymond had 5. Andrew Wiggins had 3. Klay Thompson had 3. Jordan Poole had 2. Bielitsa had 3 in 19 minutes. Iguodala actually had 3 in 16 minutes. We know he's still coming back. And then Otto Porter Jr. has 1. GP2 has 1. So everybody could be held accountable. Everybody could be held accountable tonight. Moses Moody, 1 minute on the night. I'm not really sure. I know Steve Kerr likes to play matchups and things like that. And look, they were in the game, so they didn't lose because Moses Moody didn't play per se. There's just things that this team, and Looney had Looney had 0 turnovers. There's just things that this team, we know that, I don't know if it's the Steve Kerr offense. I don't know what it is, but this team has always had turnover problems. Even with Steph, even with a healthy Klay, even with Draymond. Even with Kevin Durant. They always had turnovers. I don't know if it's the free-flowing offense, the way that they pass, things like that. They've always had turnover problems. The thing is, they can make up for them because of their high-powered offense. Now you still have those turnovers without the high-powered offense. Even with Steph, I don't know that I would call it high-powered, okay? And I know it doesn't look high-powered now. You talk about Jordan Poole, though, and Steph together, you might be able to get there. And look, there's still a chance that Klay can find it. He's not done yet, but you have to go out and you have to figure it out. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, all the rah-rahs and the let's do this and let's have a conversation and let's get back on the right track. You are running out of time and you have to make a decision as to what type of team you are going to be and how you're going to finish off this season. You got the Jazz at home. That's huge, right? Then you get the Kings in Sacramento. That should be a get right game, but you never know. Then you get the Lakers at home. And you get the Lakers at home. And at that point, they're going to be playing for something. The Warriors are going to be playing for something. And you have to show up. You have to show up. There have been too many times this season where the Warriors have done a little bit of things well and a little bit of things not so well. And more of those things not so well than they did well. We're going to see what the Warriors do. We're going to see what they do. But you got to keep rocking with them, Dub Nation. Keep doing what you do. Keep supporting Dub Nation because they need you. The Warriors need you. You need yourself. And if you want the quest to number four, we need all hands on deck. But this has been the Warriors Wrap-Up with Alan Stiles, 95.7 The Game. We will catch you next time. Have a good rest of your evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.